him go back on the IL.
Yeah, but well-timed, I think, if you're concerned about it. And again, no move has been made as of right now, and I'm sure the Braves wouldn't bother doing that with the off day on Monday either. But having Eddie Rosario, who had been hitting with the club on the field for the last couple of weeks, be able to finally go out on a rehab assignment. He's got a little under 3 weeks that he can be out getting at bats and doing those things. But we know there's going to be a roster crunch, some playing time up for grabs when you think about what Eddie Rosario was brought in to do. And that was help balance the Braves lineup with another left-handed bat. Adam Duvall is having a good month of June. He's really found it this month and looked a lot more like the player that the Braves were accustomed to seeing. Marcell Ozuna has shown signs, including his go-ahead two-run homer that helped the Braves beat the Dodgers on Saturday. But, you know, you look at those, and you look at the fact that Acuna has been the everyday right fielder at this point. You're trying to get some DH at-bats, perhaps, to William Contreras or Travis d'Arnaud on the days that those two men, respectively, are not catching. Where does Eddie Rosario fit? Who's the odd man out? What exactly do you do? Somebody goes to the bench, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, it's going to be, you know, mental chess here for Brian Snicker trying to figure out how in the world you're going to make this whole thing work. You mentioned Adam Duvall. I had a conversation with him earlier in the week, and, you know, he had said that, you know, a big thing for him was, you know, he was really struggling trying to keep his legs under him in terms of hitting, having to play center field. Now that he's been able to be in left, you know, you've seen him have a around 850 OPS since then. He's really gotten back to hitting the fastball. He's got his best fastball numbers in almost a year at this point right now. So if he's hitting well, or, you know, obviously that you're going to have the strikeouts, you're going to have the low BA with him, but it's just part of the process with him. But if he's playing strong defense, how are you going to work this thing where Rosario is going to get time? You've got Guillermo Heredia, who's probably going to be the odd man out on that bench. Rosario, you know, went 1-4 on Saturday in his first rehab start. I saw him in the clubhouse earlier in the week as well, and seemed like he was in really good spirits. This is going to be really difficult to figure out how you're going to get enough ABs to spread around with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I think that Duvall has that really nobody else in that equation has is he is an excellent fielder. And when he's going offensively, producing runs, I mean, you're not paying him to win a batting title, but he's a guy that can come up with some big hits and big runs knocked in, including a game winner earlier this week in one of the Braves' two walk-offs against San Francisco. This is a guy who makes this team better more times than not. And it's interesting you said about, you know, what the toll of center field was on him. And I think we all knew it was going to be a little bit of a toll. I don't think we realized as much as it was going to be thus far this year. But he said as much on the broadcast on Fox on Saturday night when he was talking with Joe Davis and John Smoltz. Look, Michael Harris has got young legs. He can go from gap to gap and run everything down. He's going to be just fine. I'm good over here in left field. That's kind of what I got from that, and that just confirms that, you know, just setting people up to be in the position to where they can succeed. Adam Duvall in left field, or on a corner spot, I should say, is in right field on Sunday, is something that I think works better for him and works better for the club. And, oh, by the way, their new center fielder, Michael Harris, with another multi-hit game on Saturday, has been every bit as good as advertised and then some, as the rookie center fielder has really helped transform this Braves lineup into what is its most productive form thus far this year.
Would you be surprised to know that Michael Harris has the third best weighted run created plus amongst anybody against the shift? You're talking about a guy who has just played in a handful of games to this point, and he just keeps... I don't know if we should be surprised about how good he's gotten at the plate, but when you add, you know, what he's able to do from a defensive standpoint, you know, it's just... I mean, I mentioned this before, that you really have to go back to, you know, the days of Andrew Jones to find someone that you could get that mix of offense and defense from the center field position that you're getting from him. And I think it's just the fact that it's trickled down, that it's allowing guys to play in positions they're more comfortable with, especially with Duvall. But I don't know that I thought he was going to be this good this fast. I think the tools were obviously all there, but I didn't know that he was going to be able to put it all together like he has. I mean, it's been between him and Spencer Strider, this has been the best, you know, Strider obviously still a rookie, only got a handful of appearances last year, but the best rookie class, if you want to call it that, the Braves have had in some time.
Most exciting in a hot minute, that's for sure. I mean, we've seen plenty of top prospects come up over the last 5 or 6 years that have really just become the fabric of the Atlanta Braves, but you kind of wondered at some point as you started to hear, especially over the last couple of years, well, the farm system isn't quite what it used to be, which how is it going to be? Because when you graduate all those players that are highly regarded prospects and you turn them into all-star caliber players, well, that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and then you don't draft as high. And, of course, the Braves had to go through all the, you know, the drought of not being able to sign anyone internationally. But those kinds of things have changed, and Michael Harris is at the forefront of that change for the Braves this year as far as offensive players are concerned. And know that there's some strikeouts in that game, but he's had to face a lot of tough lefties lately. But if you look at the exit velocity, the consistent hard hit contact, the fact that he can hit line drives to the left, he can hit line drives to the shift to the right, this is a kid that, in addition to going and getting him in center field and the way he runs the bases, has brought a lot of energy and a great dynamic to the Braves, something they sorely needed over the first, almost 2 months of the season until he made his big league debut.